Would you like to just say your name and your date of birth and where you were born, just to start with that?
Well, I can't remember. It was 8 or 16. It was 8 hours. I think it was 16 Brook Street.
Yeah. What's your name?
Margaret. Margaret Westwell, I was.
Margaret
then.
Westwell, yes. Yeah. You were born?
In Brook Street. Number, I think it was the 16 they went in twos, didn't they?
Yeah. Oh, God. And when was that?
1916.
March 23rd, 1916.
Right.
And I was born on the 20th of October, 1916.
Yeah.
And the name was George Barton Kay. And
you were born in Carlton Place.
I was born in the place, Carlton Place, which is the first row on the left from round the bottom centre, going towards Stubbins. And
what do we
in our house was my grandfather and grandmother, mother and father, and two elder sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Ada, 3 years older than me, and Ellen, 3 years older than Ada. My grandfather, it was his house, and he died at the age of 81 in 1920-something. He stayed on a little longer than the age of 65 to complete 50 years. On the railway,
mm-hmm.
And he was the foreman plate layer on a length from Stubbins to Irwell Railway. It was at Stubbins was a junction then. There was a line, bottom line to Rottenthorpe, and the top line which to Accrington and all places onwards.
Yeah.
It was a main line, and that's where the station itself comes to be at Stubbins. If people got to Stubbins and they were on no train going their way, they stayed there.
Yeah.
That was the idea, anyway. But Carlton Place is in the round bottom group that Mr. Todd instigated, didn't he, with a man?
Yeah.
There's photographs of the area there across the road, the New Jerusalem Church and a few houses. And then further down was St. James Terrace, still there, with a few small cottages. And then across the road, where the petrol station is now, was the Rams Bottom trolley bus depot, and bus depot went
yeah,
to
was there. Yeah.
And then Hillary's Yard and Builders,
yeah.
And then the coal yard. That was all horse and cart work then.
Mm-hmm.
But across the road, still there now, what we call the six row, six houses there, and then the 12 row. There were 12 houses and that, but they're all gone now.
They were on the opposite side from Carlton Place.
Yeah. No, the left-hand side from Carlton Place.
Yes.
Going down.
Carlton Place is the one with the steps going up.
That's right.
Well, then St. James Terrace also has steps. But I think Ramsbottom Lane finishes there. And it's now Stubbins Lane then.
Yeah.
I think that's how it is.
Right.
But then just further on than the 12th row, it used to get badly flooded, by the way. I remember a story about Stubbins Band. Big drummer, drum floating out.
Oh no! But when I lived at Strongside, George, Stubbins was flooding.
It was said, and it did flood.
Yeah.
From there right down to the paper mill.
Yes, it did.
And then, under the arch, Stubbins Arch.
Oh, you couldn't get under there.
They lowered the road there, and yet it doesn't flood anymore.
No, flooding.
They must have some engineering.
Don't know what they did.
The drains, wasn't
yeah. Yes.
But just past the 12 row was a place, Devil Beach. Remember that?
Yeah, there was a working men's club on
well,
there.
Well, Pebble Beach, it wasn't the beach by any means.
No, it was.
There were two there, and then I think
the technical
there was a working men's club.
The
White Lion.
Yeah.
White Lion Club.
Yeah.
And then a few more cottages.
And then the old technical school. The old technical school first.
Technical school.
Yeah.
And Victoria Mill is still there, isn't it, across the road?
Well, it's the way that man has just brought that horse,
yeah,
room, isn't it? There.
And then it's all different down there with the fire station and baths and so on.
Yeah,
sure. That's my recollection. Oh, on the right-hand side, before, between Hillary's Yard and the entrance to Coal Yard, was a wooden structure, bobbin, shodder, flogger.
Flogger, yeah.
I've been a little up in there many times. I have put on my clothes.
Yeah.
They were nice old time men, weren't they?
Pardon?
A nice old time men, weren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They used to have a proper market, you know, where the Grand Tower, on front of the Grand Tower.
Yes, they
did,
yeah.
All with all the stores, didn't they?
Yeah. Would they be not for lamps flared?
I think they were, yes.
Did make it flame?
Yeah.
So where the coal yard is, that would be connected to the railway lines, would it?
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's where they brought the coal.
That's where.
Where we lived there, I could hear them every night, what we call shunting, where they were moving and gathering wagon, moving them on to get them on the line to get out of the coal yard onto the road they got in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what is it in front of that now, isn't it? What's it called, where the flats are?
Yes, what.
What they call those flats?
Oh, yeah, the old folks' sheltered accommodation, isn't it?
Mm. What's it called? Not Church Street Lodge, what's it called?
Ashton Lodge.
Yes.
That's all built with the coal,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And the
baths,
I don't know.
Well, Kate Porritt gave that land for the baths, didn't she? I know the money. She gave the money John Scofield's father gave for ground.
Across from Carlton Place, where the New Jerusalem Church was.
Yeah.
On Spare Ground there was a cannon from the First World War and a tank. Playground there.
Yes, it was.
They were for, I don't know why they were there. I remember eventually some men came and with torches and they burned the things to pieces, you know.
They moved them. Yeah. Cut them up.
Because they were throwing all there and out to the children. But then they were destructed there where all the
rubbish went there.
Went up a slope
into
the building and tipped down there, and there were two big not boilers, but they were furnaces, weren't they? There were two men shoveling
in there. Yeah, there were.
But no tape, no council tape.
No.
But then I don't think there was any rubbish then, aren't there?
No, I don't think. Well, it pays then, aren't they, to burn it all?
That's right.
It's altered a lot though, hasn't it, the town?
Yes.
Can you remember the king coming? That's why that bit of the marketplace was the chasm just where he walked. They came, didn't they? Stopped here.
They took the road away and leveled it off.
When was that, George?
Before the war, on me.
Yeah. I worked at Simmons then.
So would this be George the Fifth, would it be?
Yeah, it's not this last.
Oh.
Or is it her mother and father, the present Queen's mother and father? Was it their mother?
Only one,
George the Sixth.
Not the Fifth.
No, the Sixth, They just McAdam were a couple of weeks ago, weren't they, still?
You stayed in Ramsbottom, did you say?
They called there on the marketplace. Right. Yes, I don't know where they were going.
To the Grants.
Can't remember. In front of the Grants, But so they thought, well, it's gone now, hasn't it? Because they've
all just recobbled it.
Just recobbled it, but it was there, as a little path. Just where they walked. I know we went down to see them from work.
Yeah.
A lot different then to what it is now.
Oh,
did you say you were born in Carlton Place?
I was born,
And how long did you live there then?
I didn't get married until I was 40. I lived there all that time.
Right, did you?
Margaret was a widow.
Yeah.
She
rescued me.
Well, I lived at Stromstar when the bombs dropped at Stubbins.
Yeah.
With no doors or windows. That was all, nobody was hurt.
No.
It dropped in that banking where the chip shop is. Have you got all? It was an old wooden hut, that chip shop, but now it's a nice place, isn't it?
The bomb dropped in Stubbins.
It dropped in that banking.
Oh, that's
the river.
Right, yeah. Mm. Yeah, for me, yeah. I'm a plasterer. Last year I worked on one of the houses in Robert Street.
Oh, there, that's right. Oh, there were bombs.
Where the chip shop's on the corner.
That's right, yes.
And it was one of the houses where the fronts had been blown out and
they were, yeah.
And they'd been rebuilt.
They were all bombed out.
In a kind of concrete block.
They were all bombed out on concrete.
Yes.
Because all the furniture was stored in Porritt's Mill for a long time.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
Right.
Yeah.
So they were very fortunate the bomb came down
and hit the banking
in the bank of the river rather than in flat ground.
Oh. I don't know what he killed.
They were very close.
Nobody killed her out, I don't think.
No.
But with no windows, the door was smashed in Stromstar.
Yeah. The front of those houses must have been badly damaged.
Oh, they were. Oh, yeah.
They were rebuilt with... Yeah.
I don't know where they live, really, do you? Where did they go live?
Those people?
I can't remember. No. Well, I was here, but I can't remember. I know all the furniture, and that was in Porridge Mill for a long time.
Did you start work? Well, both my school, 14 years of age.
Yeah.
Where did you start work?
Shepherd's.
Yeah.
Out of the railway bus on Slongdown. Work quick service. Down there.
Down that area.
Mm.
Yeah.
So where did you live when you were a girl? Did you live in Strong Island?
I lived in Brook Street, where the old mill is. Yes.
Yeah. Oh yes, of course. Yeah. Right. So you lived there. That was your first house.
I lived there till I was married the first time, didn't I?
And when did you go to Strong Style?
1939.
And that was when you were married.
Yes. Moved there to Strong Style.
Yes. Right. And would those houses belong to Porritts? The houses in Strong Street.
Oh yes, they all belong.
They're all rented houses.
Yes. Yeah. Those in Brook Street belong to Jan Muckle, that's had their humongous shop.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's, who has it now? It's for sale, isn't it?
So Brook Street was near the old mill.
Oh, it was.
Yeah, yes. Whereabouts, it's not there now, is it?
No, it's not long gone. No.
It's in the old mill, you can say it, but the right hand side.
Yes, it was. As you walk past the old mill, there's a swimming pool now that you walk past.
Yes.
Have you been up there?
I've walked past.
Well, there's a swimming pool. Well, it was like facing that swimming pool. It went that way. It ran from the road, like it'd be facing where the old mill where they stay.
Well, the brook still comes down there.
It does, yes.
I think it fed the swimming pool. That's where they get the water from, isn't it?
Oh, I've no idea, George. No, it ran down the road there. And when they built the old mill, they diverted that water in the old mill with something going round as you went in.
Oh, yeah.
By that water.
In the water, were you? Yeah.
Now that brook's all gone. I don't know what it's all filled in and gone there. There's no water there now.
There was a spring water coming out of the wall then.
Yes, there was. Near the Springwood Mill.
It was the purest water ever because of it. People came from round about to fill containers from it. It was known as Judy's Spout.
Yeah, it was. Judy's Spout.
I've gone up there to fill things to take home.
It was
pure water.
Yeah, it was.
What they go for it.
I don't know. Yeah.
So Brook Street was just a little row of cottages?
Just a little row of cottages. No hot water, no electric.
No. Nothing.
Mm. No. The old mill there, when I first got a car, back in 1938, an old Ford 8. And then, what is the old mill now, was Burkesville's oil works.
Yeah,
it was. And I well remember going up there, there was like a platform outside where lorries could back on.
Yeah, there was.
To get loaded from.
Yeah.
And I remember going there and asking, and I got a 5 gallon drum of oil for 7 and 6 pence.
Oh.
That's how it was then. And that car needed it.
That was
our last office. Well, I left school at 14 when I moved. I got a job at what we know as the Square Works, Hepburn Bleach Works. The building's still there, isn't it?
It's where TNT is.
TNT now,
yeah.
The railway bus.
I was there till 18, and then the union mum found me a job in Bury at a place called Crossland and Pixel.
Mm.
Have you ever heard?
I remember the name, yes. What did they do?
Annalene Black, Dying Annalene Black, but on the other part where I worked was khaki dyeing, khaki.
Mm.
But it wasn't khaki such as uniforms were made of, it was more like tinting, but very busy place. And we only worked 2 shifts, 1 weekday and 1 night. Days I left, I got the 4:30 bus in the morning, and got home about 6:15, 6:30 and 9:00, because it was 2 bus rides, you see.
Mm.
One from Ramsbottom to Bury, and then Bury down to Heath Bridge, and then walk along Bridge all the way. That's where the work was.
Mm.
I don't miss far from the new B&Q.
Yes.
It's somewhere in the area.
I think it was there somewhere,
Gerard. On night, I used to catch the 20-5 bus, and get home about... We worked 11 and a half days, you see, and 12 half nights.
Mm.
That's how it worked out. Mm. And I used to get home about 4% in the morning. So as I remember it now, I was very little spare time, very little life really. They were long hours, weren't they?
Mm, they were there.
With 2 20-minute breaks. in that notice for supper and second supper and breakfast and lunch.
Yeah.
But we did. I was on a machine, I watched a car key washer, it was called, washer and dryer. And we were talking about miles of clock, in great batches, rolled off into the washer, which was about probably 8 yards long, in a series of rollers, squeezing it out, and then what was called the big nip, the last one, which was extra weight, and then it went on the drying tins, and they went round, much higher than this, came down, and then at the end, a man on a plate, they used to plate out like that.
Yeah.
And, well, that's what the job wasn't really.
I don't remember that place at all.
Anyway, I stayed there until I was 23. The war started then. I packed in and volunteered in DR. And I was there for... These are personal recollections. You might want to talk about something else.
That's all right. You're
fine. You're right, yeah.
There on, about nearly 6.5 years.
Yeah. I don't remember.
I went to Custom Peak School and I thought I'm having none at the time. Well, I'm about 30 years old then.
Yeah.
And I was, I knew nothing.
No.
No.
So, where did you go in? Where did the war take you? Did you join
the... I was in the service corps. And we knocked about, I was Wales first in Scotland. Then back to England and we went abroad from there. Went to Africa, in Africa a little while, and then Sicily, I was in Sicily. I'm sure I had 2 Christmases in Sicily. I can only remember one.
I
got malaria. Uh-huh. I got malaria early on in Sicily. I don't know what the incubation period. I don't know where I was bitten with a mosquito. It could have been Africa because I wasn't long in Sicily before I was poorly. And then I did on and off until I came out.
Mm.
And the last time I was in hospital, that was in France. I went to France after it. Just played in France, an American hospital at Marseille. And that was the first time I got the treatment.
I don't want to
get it from quinine, whatever you like.
Yeah.
First time I ever got that treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Because all we had were mepocrine tablets. And they were supposed to take one a day in Africa and Sicily. And they were preventative. But when I went down with malaria, it was all for the cure. I got a lot more of it. So anyway, that's all that happened. That was it for a while. I came out, I think.
Mm.
And then I floated around a while until I got a job at the gas board. And I stayed there.
Mm.
That's pretty much my story.
But when you were in Africa and Sicily, was that part of the North Africa campaign?
Oh, yes. They both finished soon after we got there.
Yeah.
But seemed part of the world alright. Mm. We landed in Algiers, whereas the 8th Army came all the way from Egypt, didn't they?
Yes. Yeah.
And Algiers and, I think we sailed to Sicily from Tunis.
Mm.
So,
that's a long time, since then.
Yeah.
A long way from our shilling opposite St. Paul's,
wasn't it? You mentioned horses and cars, didn't you?
Yes.
I went to school in St. Paul's.
Yes.
In Crow Lane, around Putnam. And I remember a little lad running out, and he got killed under a horse and car.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who he was.
Yeah.
Forgotten all about it. Apart from that,
yeah.
I think they've put railings across now.
They did half at one time.
So you can't run straight out
Through the doors, yeah.
Well, they must have run right under it,
yeah.
Well, the thing was horse and cars then, wasn't it? I remember he used to come at 11 o'clock, I remember, from Dickfield Town. You could walk up past the old mill and get on Holcombe Top Road, you know.
Yes, through Dickfield.
And he used to set off about 11 o'clock, there was horse and cart at it, didn't they? Yeah, you used to be able to go to Blackpool, didn't you, George?
Yes.
Was it Friday night? For half a crown, and you could go in the winter garden sometime.
Saturday night,
Saturday night.
Friday night, when they're on a special train. to fight with anybody.
Oh, that was Isle of Man. Yeah. 18 shillings for the Isle of Man. From Ramsworth. Unbelievable.
Oh, 2 shillings on that Saturday night trip, wasn't it?
Where?
To Blackpool.
Half a crown.
Half a crown.
And it took you in the Pally, the Winter Gardens. Where was the other one? The Tower. The Tower.
Yeah.
Just show your tickets and you could go in for that. It's about to five, isn't it?
Okay. It's a train, you should be crowded.
Yeah, it is. Well, you're speaking up on the stage.
Yeah, the station crowded, and when the train came, we already found it.
Big event, that. Oh, dear.
So what happened when you started up with the gas boy? What were you doing there?
Oh, now then.
Also.
Well, after fucking around as I did and odds and ends jobs, I come on a course, 6 month course, at Manchester College of Further Education. I think it was the bottom end of Waterloo Street. And I finished up and he sent me to a job at income tax in just off the India, Key Street. It was Walker Skyscraper at that time, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And, it was only temporary. And in those days, they were very keen on jobs, who did what and so on. There used to be strikes when if a plumber put a screw in and all that. It wasn't, I looked out before. Is it windy?
No. Not today. I can't see
any of it. Well, you're not eating anything a little later on.
No, but absolutely
is there, yeah. Oh, I'm about. If I didn't say the income tax, the job would be gas board advertised now. Applying, I was interviewed and appointed. And, I think I moved into the White Collar Street from, and I started at the Group Accountants Office in Drake Street, Rochdale. It was separate undertaking in those days, and then they quickly took Bury over, and we came to Bury, to what they call the Stanley Building. It's now public farming, isn't it? You know that building in Bury? Yeah. It's on Silver Street and Broad Street.
Which facing that hotel?
Oh, yes.
Isn't it? Frank and May were on Broad Street, up the gas board there.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the co-op before the gas board came.
Was it?
And it was empty then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's going back.
Well, there was at the Four Folly now, and that was a nice building up there. I don't know whether it's still, you can still go in and out, really. It's in between those two cafes, isn't it? The foreigners, aren't they?
Who's this?
In Ramsworth, the old clerk
office. That
was a lovely place. But it was all steps, you know.
Yes.
The clerk offices were up there, and then they had a theatre, hadn't they?
Oh, yes, there
was a theatre. Nice, a balcony and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's, it was the clerk offices, wasn't it?
Yeah, first. And then another floor was the theatre.
Yeah, but right And,
he was called Morris. Was he called Morris? And Morrison that used to have all those
concerts. He was locked in with it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But we used to like to come round the back way because it's further down in the back and it was a long, long way all the way down. I'd like to see it again.
I don't.
It was a lovely little theatre.
Yeah, it was. Really nice, yeah. Yeah, it was.
They had the regular shows on the day.
Yeah,
travelling shows.
The last time I remember going in there was when Tony Greenwood put up for MP in her Ramsworth.
Yeah.
And went in the balcony. He's long gone, and he's long dead, isn't he?
Yes,
yeah. There used to be all houses all up the car, didn't they?
Yeah.
Right up there, both sides, where the library is.
What kind of houses were there?
Just cottages.
Just ordinary cottages.
Just cottages, yeah. And a chip shop. Harrison's chip shop.
Oh, Car Street?
Yeah.
All the houses are in the boot, aren't they?
I don't know how they are, they could be, they totally are, yeah. But George Ashworth had photographs of all them, didn't he?
Yeah.
He moved away.
And something I said in that book about the top of the street, across from the council office, Westland Chapel, they're renovating it now, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then it was Wesley Road.
Yeah, there were houses there.
Five houses, I think.
Yeah.
It was John Connor who built that wall around the market. It's a bit of crafty, bricky work, I think, building work. It's walked that way.
I
know he was proud of it.
It's gone, though.
And my grandmother, he'd retired then, and he used to walk up to watch John Connor building there. But he'd been in that line on the railway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very exciting all the time. Do you remember when the road caved in down the street?
Yeah, it did.
And they come up with all that heavy stuff, you know, it's only water under there.
It used to be called Water Street.
It gave way and it gave way across from the port, didn't it?
All the culverts about, it was all known to be street.
You just mentioned some houses near the Methodist Church.
Where
were they? The side of the church.
Where that bus stop is.
There's a grass park behind there, isn't
right,
it?
So
looking down on Paradise Street.
Yeah.
Well, then there are long row houses.
Yeah, there were.
And also, in that same block of buildings, there were houses underneath.
Yeah, there were.
Down the side.
Mm.
And then a narrow back street, and then there's the outside toilet.
Mm.
And then a big wall down.
They were horrible.
And then there were houses again in Factory Street.
They were horrible, weren't they?
There was no distance for all this.
No.
They were
back to back, weren't they? That's why.
Oh, one part was under the other.
Yeah.
So there were two-story houses built.
Probably two called
the Well, on the other side.
There were houses on top of the... On top of the other houses, isn't
that right?
Yeah, that's right.
The two-story houses from the Moor Street.
There was a big slope at the back there.
Yeah.
The houses there, weren't they?
Yeah.
There
were some of the first to be knocked down, I think. After Car Street.
Yeah, there were.
But then, at the end there, Tommy Minns' mango shop, wasn't it?
Do the rollers.
Do the rollers. Resurface mango.
They're horrible.
You could hear the machine going chuck, chuck, chuck.
They were horrible,
Redless. But then there were some steps down, which I used to use, this across the road from Carlton Place. Then there was a back street going both ways.
Yeah.
And then down again, and then we used to go all those just steps. And then down into Factory Street, there were only three little steps.
Yeah.
And Jim Smith lived next door there. He was a magistrate.
Huh?
He was a labour, strong labour man. And he was a magistrate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Surprising, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And then further along there, a few more houses, Pascoe, Dryers, Rostrand, and Horrocks. And then the sale room belonging to New Jerusalem Church.
Yes, there was.
Caretaker's house. And there were houses underneath the sale room, and they must have ventilators, well, at least one, that up onto the road there. But I looked down into the house and I remember I lived there. Just one my year after.
I remember my year after.
Yeah, look down in there. Am I talking too much?
No, I'm doing fine.
Can't show you.
You'll be running this and saying, I wish that fellow was
showing. It was a nice town though, wasn't it then?
Yeah, it was a poor town. When I was looking down from that, where the West End Road was, down there, that's Paradise Street, isn't it?
Mm.
Well, that we used to call it the model lodging house. And that's where all the tramps went.
Yeah, they are there, yeah.
Well, they're about to, Hudson's lodging, I
think. That's near where the Drumhall is, isn't it? Where you're talking
about? No, there's a lot further over.
Yeah, it's where that cafe is now, there's a cafe on Long. It's right across from that optician's, where the post office is.
Oh.
There's a road round there.
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah. Well,
Crowley Inn. You know Crowley Inn?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Down there, when the drill all there, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Factory Street and Paradise Street go up behind the street.
Yes, right. There. Yeah, where the blacksmith's shop
up there.
Yeah.
Rough parts of Amherst.
Yeah,
and King Street, they're all rough streets behind them, weren't they?
Blacksmith Clayton.
Alan Clayton is there now, isn't he? Yes.
Yeah.
And then, Tubbers, the end one. Tubbers, call it Tubbers Hill. Howard he was called. And he was a cooper is the word, isn't it?
Yeah.
He made tubs.
Yeah.
And I've seen him assemble the tub. partner skill business, didn't it?
Yes, it did.
Put into staves together.
I don't remember.
In a brace and an iron band, and then he put other bands on, hammered them down.
Did he?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
There were steps up outside to the rifle band room.
Oh.
And now I joined the rifle band. Yeah.
With a lot of dams in Ramsworth, and there was a band room in front of our house at Stubbins Prize Band. Yeah.
Yeah. Being an old colour native, and I liked. And after a while, they all bought me another colour net.
Huh?
And that was about £11 or £12. That's a new creation, fine thing.
Yeah.
And I wasn't about there, and I went into Aslin and Band. And I stayed there until I started working all overnight. And I made one like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I went and bound one day, will be 1935, possibly 1926, early 30 certainly. Had a date on the BBC.
Oh.
An afternoon programme on the BBC.
Yeah.
A radio, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
In Manchester.
Yeah.
Was it Northern Region there?
I don't know, George.
Possibly.
Yeah.
I remember very well.
You went down to Manchester, did you, to play there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He announced that we're having the studio this afternoon. Hadlin and Silver Prilly.
Thank God.
And there, conductor Mr. Harry Waring.
Huh?
Yeah. I remember that. The band will begin their program, they'll march. Washington Grays. Followed by the overture in Armour King.
Oh, can you remember that?
Yeah. Oh, no. And a hymn, deep harmony. And then they went in up the road and they dressed up as young. I don't remember anything.
They all used to come, you know, up from the head of the vans, didn't they?
Oh, yes.
We all used to go to the top of the street in Alpha and they used to march up the street.
Friday,
there. So there's Sunday schools where they were going to play for, and then they used to get the breakfast at the Sunday school, didn't they?
See, the Catholics were not from the religion, are
they? No, they walked the first Sunday in May, didn't they? And had a
They only got a friend of church or something.
Yes, yes.
But which Sunday they walked? The big procession. In
Ramsbottom.
Yeah, yeah. And I played in that for the rifle band.
Yeah.
But that, I was thinking about that really. What I thought about was, they all sorts of, not denomination, they were all Roman Catholic.
Yeah.
But their children and adults and mothers and what have you, used to carry off as
images. Statues.
But amongst them all was a gang of children, the Ragged School.
When you were in the rifle band, did you know a chap called Yates who used to play the big drum? Storm Yates, he used to call him.
He was called Pycroft.
Oh.
Yates. Did you have a
relative? Well, he's a relative of my wife's. And
is
they, they lived in Stubbins.
Did they?
What was he called?
Yates, I can't think what his first name was, but they used to call him Storm, that was his nickname.
When's wearing Storm?
I know the name Storm. The band you're talking about, there was Stubbins band that Morris ran in.
It was the rifle band, and the story they tell is that they were going down the street, and because Brum was over,
yeah.
But they used to go these bands, didn't they, to the seaside and play on the piers
So there was Stubbins band as well, did you say?
Yeah.
Oh, Stubbins were a bit...
Stubbins Silver Prize band.
They were a bit classy, I think.
Yeah.
They were well looked after.
They were cautious Stubbins. They were.
Also the people who worked for them were...
Yeah, they did work there.
Some good lads there, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were all right. Well, they all work there, I think, Joyce.
Probably. Yeah. Yeah, the Lomaxes.
Yeah. They were a good firm to work for,
yeah.
Parish, they were.
Oh,
smart outfit.
Yeah. Did they practice on
in the band room?
They had their own band room, right facing our house in North Street. Yes. Yeah, they practiced in the field. They were big wooden up.
Yes.
Yeah. Used to practice. Used to be nice on a summer night, you could hear them.
Yeah.
Mm, good. Yeah. Yeah. Mm, it's a long time since, isn't it?
So you said you went to St. Paul's School. What was it like there?
They weren't as posh as us, were you?
I went to St. Andrews.
It was all right there. Yeah.
Yeah, we used to go.
I don't know. Well, I think yours were worse than ours.
Well, they're pretty. From today's point of view, won't be.
It were rough. Sure. I think it was. Yeah.
The children.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what were the teachers like? Were they strict with you?
Oh, the headmaster, yes. Harry Price, the headmaster.
Well, I remember him.
Yes. A good man, I would think, now.
Yeah.
And John Fulham Lindley was next to him. But the other were Miss Parkin, Miss Cook, Miss Metcalf. Can't remember them. Mm. I think they did the best, all right.
I think they did.
Well, you not there, really, did you? I don't think we did, really. No. Well, there were some.
You didn't use your own trips like us, did you?
No, going on trips all the time.
We did.
Never.
We did. Never. Well, it was supposed to be educational, wasn't it? Mr. Boardman. Yeah. He was smashing. Yeah. Well, and I used to take it. It's a pay, but it was all like a shilling to in those days. But we went all over, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. These were both of us in the school, but I suppose they're all gone now. They used to take us on.
Yes.
Went to Liverpool once, to that Royal Library Society.
Oh, yeah.
I've come up there today for curtain.
On the train that you go with?
We went on the train, yes. And then we went to, got our tea on the ship in Liverpool, that's I can remember. Remember what it was called. There was a photograph before down that. All the in that school. HMS Regina, it was. It had only been a shilling or two to go.
But it'd be quite a small school, would it, St Andrews?
No, it was as big as yours, I think, wasn't it, John?
I've no idea of numbers.
It's a lot bigger now.
Yeah.
I noticed it today when it's extended down the full lane now, isn't it?
Yeah.
With two classes in one room, I know, you know, divided in the middle, but two classes.
Mm. Have you noticed the floor here, I've got
What's that? Oh, that's when
you
all went to the
courses,
isn't it?
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, no. We were all friends, seven of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were friends for years. We had that team before we were 20. We were all in our teens.
Mm-hmm.
Just leaving our teens behind, they might say.
Yes.
Yeah. The Jim, George, Miss George, Alf, Frank, and Percy.
Mm-hmm.
And there's only Jim and myself last night.
Chesterfield.
Jim Bolton, he's a chemist. He went to, where's he now?
Chesterfield,
yeah. And we're in touch. I've been there a couple of times.
You worked for Melbourne Crosses Chemistry, and ended up with two shops of his own business. Not in Ramsworth and Chesterfield. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you know Bill Carruthers, who went?
Yes.
Did you?
Yes,
I did. Well, he's my father-in-law.
Is he?
He was.
Well, Bill Carruthers' father and my father were cousins.
Really?
Yeah.
He was in the same class as me.
I thought he was.
Bill Carruthers, yes.
Yeah.
Lived in Silver Street.
His mother was a big cat.
He was in Western Road.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He did?
Yes.
Remember his mother?
Yes.
Yeah.
Big father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alma.
Yes. And who I mentioned about?
Is he dead, Billy?
Yes, he died about 5 years ago.
Did he?
Yes.
Yeah.
And his wife, did you say?
His wife's still alive.
Is she your relative, did you?
She's my mother-in-law.
Is she really? I don't know who married Billy, do you?
No, I don't. Mary Challoner, she was called before she was married.
Was she?
Yeah, from Rottenstall.
Oh.
Yeah. We're all remember Billy. The last time you were Billy, he lived in Tottington.
Right.
That row facing the garage and the flat bay window.
That's right. Well, he lived there till he died, yes.
Did he really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Somewhere over, we had a cooker for sale.
Yes, we have.
We took you down to his house for 5 pounds.
Yeah, we did.
Not 5 pounds for the Caribbean, not for taking it.
No. Yes.
It was all right. Yeah, we always talked when we met.
Yeah, I remember.
The store on very much, didn't it?
That's right, so the muffins.
Yeah, it did.
So, what would you say you were?
Billy, Cruddy's and Father. Father and my father were cousins.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know how, but they were, because they're big families in those days, you know.
I don't remember his father, I think.
I don't.
He must have been.
He died when Bill was very young. He was only about 2 or 3 when.
I don't remember him. It's always his mother on her own.
I think it was Otto Abt then, whose father died in the war.
In the first war.
Yeah, I think they did, George.
My dad, when I was born, he was just a prisoner on the Somme.
Yeah.
And his brother, my Uncle George, he was at Passchendaele, lad, if you've heard of these places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They were rough times for these lads, weren't they?
Yes, they were.
And he was a bit mental, George, after.
Mm-hmm.
Story about him being in the pub at the bottom railway hotel. Of course, this used to be the railway station. I get mixed up. Is it station or railway?
Where?
Across from the railway now. Across from the booking office. It's station,
the pub.
That
isn't
big
wagon, sometimes
I can't remember.
The railway.
The railway station was on the other side.
The
station was the
booth.
The booth.
He got all the coal off the fire and threw it. He thought he was on a bombing raid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Terrible.
My another uncle, Alfred, and he was in the army. He went to Egypt. He was a bugler. My mother's sister went to Canada. She married a Canadian soldier. George Hughes. In Toronto, at 84 Pearson Avenue.
Well, you've got the passport.
I'm not going to Alzheimer's, am I?
No.
No, you're not. You're not going to tell food.
Not getting Alzheimer's disease, you know, when you can't remember.
Oh, no, it's a long time since Joy's goodness, isn't it?
Yeah. I remember the address, that's right. 84 Pearson Avenue, Toronto.
And my auntie went to Australia. She was in something called, they call it the wax, I don't know what it was. It was a women's service, wasn't it?
Wax.
She went to Australia after the war. Yeah, she was in that. Never came back.
Women's Corps or something like that.
Yes, it was. It was women's something.
What was the name of this relative of yours who was a cousin of Bill Grover's father?
It was my father, Westwell. Red Westwell.
Oh.
They had a big family. Yeah.
Well, Westwell was a cousin of...
Yeah.
Christopher Cruthers, he was called. His part of
was father. Was he? I never knew him.
Yeah.
I knew his mother. She was a big fat lady, his mother.
Bill would have only been 2 or 3.
Yes.
His dad was killed in the First World War.
Well, I never knew him.
We have one of those... We used to send a medallion to the widow, a special medallion with his name on it.
I had a nice one of those that belonged to one of my uncles and I threw it away.
Oh, yes.
It was from the B-Day. It was lovely. Yeah. It was a big circle, I think it was copper, with his name on it. And it was in a frame and I threw it away.
Yeah.
I'm nuts about that often.
Yeah.
I know where it is. It's right at the bottom where you can come up the wood from the lane.
Yes, it's in the same area then as...
It must be. It's donkey's years old.
Oh, we're children. Without father, weren't they?
They were married, George.
Men without an arm, and men with one leg. In fact, there used to be one man, he had no legs, and he was on like a little flat trolley, and he used to push himself along.
Yes, he did, George. I never knew who that was.
So his legs off up to there. Like.
Yeah. Well, I don't know where he was killed, but it was very brought him home, because it's an army school.
Very strong.
Very
nice, no, it's open. What kind of things did you do Christmas time and when you were young? Were there any special things you did then?
Playing with
other lads,
don't
like it.
Yeah. You mean studying or anything like that?
No, for Christmas celebrations.
Christmas? Oh.
Very privileged, weren't you?
Yeah.
Well, his arm was always out of work. But
Where did your dad work?
Oh, very much.
Where would you like to work?
Well, they call it the mystery shop. You know Garden Street in Ramford?
Yes.
Right along the bridge. John Wood's family along there.
Yes.
Right at the far end is a building. And that was a mystery shop. And it was colourful printed. And it was most of an employee from there.
Yeah.
It was all about Christmas. I can remember the three of us, two girls and myself, throwing notes for Father Christmas up the chimney.
And getting nothing. Oh. No, I did better than you at Christmas.
Oh, yes, eh?
Yeah. Because my mother and father both worked. So we went to Badley with Paris. Oh, it wasn't
well, they were 16, 20, and on the 30s when we left school.
Yeah.
It was a deep depression.
Mm.
Oh, you knew where you were going to work, didn't you? There were no words. What do you want to be? You knew where you were going, didn't you?
Yeah.
Well, I hated reading. The checkers hated it. And the reports and that was all that.
Well, a little recollection. Remember, a lot of women had bad teeth. You said that was through sucking left through into the shuffle.
Well, they did used to.
Turning through the shuffle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I have a lovely big shuffle from Porridge, haven't I?
Yeah.
The biggest loom there was then, when it was built. How many feet did Ernest say it was? 35 foot?
Something like 35, 40 feet.
Because he worked on it, yeah. Is that big?
Yeah.
They used to take the middle out and make them in thermometers.
Yes.
In fact, they've one in Rottenstall Age Concern for sale now, but it's only a small one, and it's that the thermometer in.
Well, somebody must have done it. Got a spindle in,
no, it's taken out ready for putting the thermometer in.
Oh, these big ones on the big looms at Porridge, they were like compressed pneumatic or something.
Oh.
They went shh, and well, imagine a big shuffle being thrown for it to go.
Yeah,
yeah, well,
we went
an ordinary loom, really, for the picking stick, wasn't
it? Oh, if one hit you, then you were out, you'd have it if one was blown out and hit you. Monstrous thing, isn't it?
So what were they weaving to?
Pelts, woolen pelts.
Or would that be called paper mills?
The paper mills,
that's why they were so wide.
Yeah. We used to do them circular. We used to felt them and make them in a circle. Oh. We were woven in one piece like, and then we used to felt them together to make them circular. Yeah. That's all we did at Paris, isn't it? Woolen pelts and cotton pelts.
Yeah. But it was a... I always thought anybody worked at Paris as well.
Yeah, but we were. We didn't have no show at time. And so, woolen weren't slack, didn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, and well, you did in the war then, and the officers would like to go in into cotton fields, and they said, you'll never come back, it's a lot more woolen. We never did.
No. But where did your parents work? You said they were always in work.
Mother worked at Paris.
Yes.
Yeah. Father worked at Paris, and my mother worked at what's called the Victorian Mill. And it's now that...
It's something else just taking it over. Yes. It stood empty for a long time.
Yes, it stood empty for a long time. And then, what would they call from Bury took it over and they sold it.
Sheet metal workers, weren't they?
Yeah. They're calling it Agnes. I don't know. They've gone. It's now a haulage firm now.
Whereabouts was it?
It's on the right-hand side, going out Stubbins Lane.
That's the fire station?
Yeah, oh, yes.
Just before the fire station?
Just before the fire station, Joe, on the same side. And it's now a... It's a recovery place, isn't it? The cars.
Right, I've seen...
Well, that used to be Victorian Mill there on the side,
there's broken down wagons and things parked
there. That's right, yes. Yeah, and they worked there as a weaver.
Oh. So, you were living near the old mill, but you went to St Andrew's School.
That's still there.
Seems a long way.
Morning and afternoon, there and back.
Why did you go to St Andrew's?
I've never known why she didn't go to St Paul's.
No, I haven't. No, well, my mother went to St Andrew's Church, but St Andrew's School in Adelaide.
She'd always attended St.
I went to Hazel's for start off.
Yes.
Because my grandparents used to look after me then. They lived in Regent's, Anna Street now. And Hazel's school was near. So they took me there in the morning, but when I got old enough, I went to St Andrew's.
So your mother was a regular attender?
Mother was a regular attender at St Andrew's.
I think, the catchment area was... Superior and that area, wasn't it?
Yeah.
To Ramsbottom, wasn't it?
They were covering at Cash
Street. King
Street
and Union Street, did you know about those? They were down at Bridge Street, where the supermarket is now.
Yeah.
But,
Cash Street,
and then over the bridge, Kenyon Street, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was.
And Mill Street off it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, some poor people in there, just somewhere.
There's a little area of houses, talking about the area where you used to live,
yes.
Near the old mill.
Yes.
There's that little hamlet, further down in the Rose and Crown. Remember that?
Oh, it's gone, hasn't it?
Yes, it's gone there, yeah.
Yes. There was a sweet shop there, the Lily sweet shop there.
Yeah.
You are?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that one?
Yes. And yeah. There were some houses at the top of Carberry, facing Leicester's, what was Leicester's shop.
Yeah.
Now they've gone and all, haven't they? There's nothing there now, only the lodge.
Mm.
Then there were houses in the mill yard, that mill yard.
Were there? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they've gone in or something. The spring of
mill yard. I don't think so.
Night, not. Oh, there's a lovely house on that corner, you know, where foxes used to live.
The man who bought the old mill.
I think he built that house there, did he?
Which one?
As you're going at the end of Springwood, it was a nice house, isn't it, on that corner? You turn round to go to the old mill.
A modern house.
Yes, a modern house. There's a few houses there, like a street there.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's up for sale at the moment.
That house, is it? Yes. Mm-hmm. I think it's only belonging to the old mill built that, but I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. It's advertised in Lancashire Life.
Is it?
Advertised in Lancashire Life at the moment.
Well, it looks lovely.
Yes.
We were up there the other Sunday, weren't we?
Yes.
The Golden Wedding at the old mill.
So, when you were with the band, you'd be playing for Whit walks and things like that, wouldn't you?
Yes, the Rafa band used to play for, I'm not sure they should, but for Prayer Chapel.
We had Saxonist Pride band at the centre.
Yeah. It was all the same band every year.
All the same band every year.
I'm going to tell the truth.
Did they throw you out?
I got sacked at that one then, because I didn't go on with Friday, and went with Grand Rock and Rising Band.
You've
got a new uniform. All they wrote and said, bring my uniform in. Anyway,
you would get it, that was well on in the 30s.
I don't know.
I would have liked to keep it all. It wasn't bad.
I don't remember you being in that
much. Sure, you know. Badly short of proper tuition. Looking back on it now, yes.
Mm. So was there another band besides Ramsbottom, the Rifle Band? Was there another band in Ramsbottom?
Stubbins.
Yeah, the Stubbins, Ramsbottom Rifle.
That's all?
Just those two. There's a photograph of Ramsbottom Rifle Band in one of the books, isn't there?
Yeah.
Outside of Mr. Porritt's house.
Yes.
I wasn't on anything like that.
No.
What year would that big drummer be, can you think?
Well, he'd be a relative of Bill Crimmers.
I don't remember him. Yeah.
I can't think what to. He might have been Bill's granddad or something like that. I can't be, without looking at me.
No.
A long time ago.
No. Well, it might have been, yeah.
Yeah.
Because
it
might have been before our time.
Yeah.
You know, the only drummer I knew, the Pycroft Brothers.
Yeah.
Big drummer and Kathy.
I don't remember that.
Mm.
Somehow, the tub maker, Cooper, he played big bass, double B, I think.
I don't remember.
His son, the euphonium player, forgotten his first name, and his other son, Harry, soul piano player.
Well, Will Rudge's not in that.
Oh, yeah, Joe Rudge.
Joe Rudge and Randy.
His father was from Somerset.
Yeah.
Father the bandmaster, and his son, Joe. And then his nephew Arthur, and the other members of the family too.
Yeah, they were him.
Did they have a practice room?
Oh, in the band room.
In Ramsbottom.
It was over the top of that Tubbers place.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. The steps outside.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a building, you know, it
all
was. Yeah. But
I
think the Arthur band must have been. Well, he got his name from the army, sure, because in the band room, no sitting down, they were all standing up to play.
Uh-huh.
I work in Albany and everybody had chairs.
Yeah, the Stubbins.
Yeah, Stubbins too.
Yeah, the Stubbins, yeah.
They must have come from the army somewhere, military style.
Yeah. Did you have to pay for your instrument? Did you have to pay?
No,
John.
Oh, no.
No.
No. Oh, I thought Christmas morning. Yeah, I've been in band. the band used to go out on Christmas time.
Yeah.
I walked from our house at Carlton Place up to Enfield, up Jaycroft Lane, and picked John Woodall. He was another cornet player. His father was a policeman, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
And from there, we walked down to Field Bridge and along the dock there.
Yeah.
To Elmshaw Station, where the band were meeting. And he died very quickly. And that his sister Eva still lives.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Well, she's a relative of Bill's.
Yeah.
Well, she told me about Charlie. He'd been in some terrible condition in North of England. Constantly.
Eva lives.
And he got consumption. He wasn't much help with it, but Bill did. He didn't live.
Eva lives going down by the Royal Cinema. The last house. Where that piece of rough ground is. There used to be three houses there, didn't there?
No, I don't.
A bit rougher. Well, they were rough, I thought they were livable. And when I worked at the engraving shop, Al Seaton lived in one.
Yeah, I remember.
Mr. Robinson, right?
Colonel Andrews, who had the mill.
Aldous as well, he owned the lot.
Colonel Andrews, is that the one?
That was
the cricket field, the one.
Oh, lovely cricket field there, Pavilion. Oh, lovely. All gone. Yeah.
Cricket field, bowling green, football field.
Yeah.
All gone, haven't they?
So this was, the mill was where, behind the Heron House?
Behind the Heron House, yeah.
Yeah. It's still there.
It was a silencer, it was. And I think it's something that lined there. It says on the gate what they have, but I don't know. These six houses, he built them for the foreman, and did you know part road up by the newspaper shop, that was awful for the workers. I worked on the house next door, I worked on a pebble bash the front of that one years ago. Did you? Yeah, I'm sure that.
Yeah,
I served my apprenticeship. Well, you're annoying. You're annoying then, because he worked for him, didn't he?
Joe did.
He was an New Year's today for his dinner when he finished plastering.
He was in New Year's today for his dinner.
And he finished plastering.
Yeah.
I served my apprenticeship.
Yesterday, finished.
Well, yeah. He's about, yeah, he'll be about, um, what, 64, 65.
Yeah,
but
then he
started with Jeff Owen, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, I served my apprenticeship with Jeff Owen, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He was there then.
Not for you, that. It's a strange world, isn't it?
Yeah, but you were class there,
yes?
Yes.
Oh, he did his little job. Well, his friend did the join, and then he came and plastered over the top, didn't he?
He bought
that actor.
It's a little outhouse there, which we... It was very glare, so I saw it in full place. And we made it so we get into it from the house. It's 6 foot by 6 foot, and wash basin, toilet and shower. And I put a suspended ceiling in, so it was very nasty, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
So after all this time, we
decided to have it
done. He put some 3D2s across, and plastered all of the joint. And then Joe came and busted it.
Is it called?
Yes, it's actually finished.
Yeah.
Right, well, today is the 27th of January, 1998, and on my last visit a few weeks ago, Margaret, you told me that you'd stopped, after we'd stopped the tape, rather, you said that you'd worked at the engraving works at near Hazelmouth.
That's right, yes.
So,
yeah.
Can you tell us when would that be? Was that after you'd been working as a weaver, was it?
No, I wasn't a weaver.
No.
No.
What
did I call it? Porritt's Intel Jarrys.
Porritt's
Intel Jarrys.
Yes.
Right, right. I was a woolen felter at
Porritt's. Oh, felter, right, yes. Sorry, yes.
And then we came on short time and we went in the cotton felting.
Yeah.
Which was really better. So. And then. I left there and went to the engraving works, didn't I? So I worked there when I met you, didn't I? At the engraving.
When you met me, you were working at Shepherd's in about 19.
Oh, but that was before the war.
30.
Oh,
yeah,
well, you don't know that far back.
Yeah.
When would it be when I went to Orchard?
Well, you've been a little while in. 40 years ago.
Yeah, we have, yeah. Because we married 41 and I worked there then, didn't I?
Yeah.
Not married. But not for long.
Yeah, middle 40 when you went.
Yeah, it was. It was called John Spencer then, not Farshaw.
That's right, yeah.
But I never knew Spencer's work.
No, I think Spencer's is still part of the name, isn't it?
I think it was phrased under that name, yes, if I remember rightly.
That's right. Well, I think the two families intermarried, I think, the Spencers.
Something like that,
Porters,
yes.
Didn't they?
Yes.
So, who were the owners then? Was it Farshaw?
Yes. Old John Farshaw.
Yes.
And his sister Amelia.
Yes.
Had it then, yeah. And then they both died on the same day.
Yes.
Those two, the old folks, and then Jack took over, a nephew.
Right.
And,
He was called Farshaw as well, wasn't
he? He was called Farshaw,
yes.
And, I don't know when he had it, do you, George? He died, don't you?
He died, yeah. Many years.
Hmm. Well, it quite a while, Jack. And his cousin, Billy.
Yes.
Both of them.
So what was the job that you were doing there?
The engraving then was done on copper rollers.
Yes.
And every colour had a different roller. And when they were doing, say we were doing red, all the other colours were all painted out. You just left the red so that it would... etch that and not any of the others.
Yeah.
I don't think they do it like that now. I've never been in, I don't know, and I don't think they do.
So were you working on the rollers?
Painting the designs, yes.
Think you said it was, the job description was painters who were engraved.
That's right, that's what it was. It was a nice job, yeah.
So you start off with a plain copper roller, would you?
Well, it was already done when we got
design.
But you had to sort out which colour you were doing.
Yes.
You had a pattern with the colours on.
So
you were doing the roller for all the red. Everything else was painted out.
So
you just left the red to etch, right. You used to put it in acid, I think.
Right.
To do that, yeah.
So was the design drawn onto the roller before you got it?
Yes.
With some kind of ink.
That's right, yeah. I don't know what it was drawn on with.
And what was it engraved? Engraved on the roller?
It would be engraved, wouldn't it, yeah.
Okay.
But Billy Hall used to put it in that, and Harry Haddock used to put in that acid stuff.
So what was it that you painted onto it?
Just the pattern.
You were painting the pattern?
Yes, you painted the pattern.
Right.
That colour.
Yes.
Say it was a daisy, yellow and white. You'd do the white there'd be a roller for the white and a roller for the bit of yellow and
yes.
the solid green.
Yeah.
And you painted everything else out except that.
But what was it? Did you have a line to follow?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. All the pattern was on the roller.
Yes.
And you had a thing with the colours on the... And you just painted on the roller that colour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So did you just have to follow the lines of the drawing
yes.
that was already
yes,
on?
Yes, that's right. They were already engraved on.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know where it went from there. No idea.
So that would be something to blank out what
yes.
you were painting on.
Yes.
Would be something to blank out.
That's right.
The,
yeah. Yeah.
The parts that they didn't want the
yeah.
acid to eat.
I don't know how it worked really, because some colours had about eight different things on, you know.
Yeah.
But that's how it was done.
And
I don't think it's done like that now.
And what were the rollers used for printing cloth?
Cloth,
presumably, yes.
Yes, yeah, for different firms.
Yes. Yeah. And what kind of cloth would it be? For,
what would it be, George?
For dresses or?
Oh, no,
or
more curtains.
Curtains.
And furnishings,
yes.
Yeah. No, not dresses.
No. Mm-hmm. And how many people worked there at that time?
Not so hot, really. It wasn't a big place.
So were there lots of ladies doing
no,
similar jobs?
No, not so often. We nearly all worked part time.
Uh-huh.
I should think about six or seven, wasn't there?
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, is it running that? Because I bet I'll pick a retina for it.
That's all right.
There was Bessie Williams and Jean and Leo Dingwall and me. There's no more than six.
No.
Six women.
Well,
men as well, weren't there? Pardon? Oh, men. Oh, yeah. We didn't do the... We didn't do the, because the rollers were dipped in acid.
Yeah,
then.
So they do the
heavy. They amended that,
yes.
Yeah.
And how big were the rollers? What kind of size?
I don't know.
As big as this rook, or?
No.
Smaller than that rook. So perhaps about 3 feet, or?
Perhaps about that.
Three feet.
Not so long, no.
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 Perhaps.
But they used to carry them at each end, so they'd be firm.
They'd be heavy then, yes. Mm. Right, so probably about two.
We didn't see them really after when we'd done painting and threw them away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So was it a good place to work, an enjoyable place?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. It was only a small firm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So quite an old-fashioned...
Very old-fashioned. Yeah, it was.
So you were just working part-time?
I worked part-time, yeah. I think most of us did.
So that'd be some half days, or just a couple of days a week?
Did I work mornings, George? I can't remember. Mornings, I think I worked, yeah.
And then someone else would come in the afternoon?
Some of them worked all day that didn't do what... There were different jobs, you see.
Yeah.
But they worked all day.
And the owners lived on the premises at that time?
Oh, yes, yes, yeah.
So where were the offices? They
were part of the house, really, the offices.
Yes. I mean,
They're still there. It's like a bay window house on the front.
Yes, and that's now all the offices, isn't it?
So I think it is, yes. It's different altogether.
Did they have other offices upstairs somewhere?
No, just downstairs.
Yeah.
I think it's been all done up. It looks to be now. It's all lit up and when you go past.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. And did they be working for the same... companies all the time.
Oh, yes.
People wanted the role of making.
Yeah, that's right.
A regular set of customers.
I think there's a print works at Bradshaw.
Yes.
There's one at Bevis Green.
Uh-huh.
I think that's what Mangraves, isn't it, George?
That's right. Bevis Green.
Yes, well.
Mangraves, warm the way.
Yes, it is.
Must have been the factory that's now owned by Tetrasil then.
Will it? Yeah. I never went. Yeah. I know it was Bevis, it used to be on the board.
They call that Bevis Green Works.
Yeah,
Tetrasil is now.
Well, I know they used to do
Bevis there. Green was only a very short terrace of houses.
Was it? Yeah. I've no idea, I've never been.
Yeah.
But I know it used to say Bevis on the Selvers.
Yeah, it's on the road going up towards Dangreaves.
Yes. And I think they used to do some for Turnbulls and all.
Oh, ah, yes.
Something, you know,
yes. Yeah. That's right. That's Rosebank.
Rosebank, yeah.
Public,
yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where else.
Oh,
it's kept pretty busy, really,
yeah. I believe these days it's done by computers, which is one of the most up-to-date machines in the country.
Yes, yeah, I should think so.
Mm.
I've never been in since I left. It was a very old building then. But
yes.
I think it's all been done off. It looks to have been.
Mm.
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I should think Jack's son has it.
It's certainly still in the family, I don't know.
Oh, yes.
I don't know the name of the man who runs it now.
I should think it's John Carshaw, I don't know.
Mm. I did some work
in the offices of probably about 10 years ago now, or getting on that way.
Yes.
When it was being modernised a little bit then.
Yes. Well, the auntie, the one of the owners, she lived actually in the house where the offices were at the front.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a lady called Mrs. Forshaw lives across the road from the factory now. Would she be a relative?
Is she still living?
Well, I think, if she isn't, then
she's
probably...
Next to where the dentist is.
That's right.
That's right,
yes.
Yeah. That's right. Well, it was her husband that was in partnership with Jack Forshaw.
Right.
He was Billy.
Yeah.
Although... He's dead, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Although, I think it's their son, Gordon Forshaw, who runs the Sunnywood garage in Tottington.
Oh, does he?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've known Gordon for years.
Yeah.
That's where he used to live.
Oh.
And then next door is... Cunningham's, wasn't it?
That's right. Billy's wife. But he died there, where she lives now.
Mm. So most of the ladies have worked there, live quite nearby, would they?
Yes, we're local. Yeah,
Ramsbottom,
you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
So where were you living when you worked there?
I lived on Bolton Road West, didn't I? Sure. 76 Bolton Road West.
Oh, so
on the left-hand side before you get to Dundee Lane, it is.
Right, so you wouldn't have far to walk then?
No,
no,
it was all near.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And just a bit further along was Holden's Terrell Mill, wasn't it? Just
I worked there as well.
Did you?
Yeah, just for a bit of short time, that was all towels.
Yeah. What were you doing there?
Just putting towels in pairs and things, yeah. You know,
packing them ready for being sent out.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was a
busy place,
that.
Yes, it was quite a big mill, wasn't it? So, how long did you work there?
Not long there. I originally worked at Sims, and for any of those.
Yes. The towels were actually made at Holdings,
woven.
So, how many people did they employ then?
Oh, no, that was a pretty biggish place, that. Yeah.
So, they'd employ. Ladies working the
weaving and packers and yeah.
Is that all in there? Was it only towels?
Towels, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was
all one firm, Holdings.
Yes.
And then his son, Billy Holden, had it, and then he had two sons. Now one died in Spain not long since.
Really?
I don't know the others, yeah.
Oh. So he'd be the boss when you were there, would
he?
Was
the boss.
Billy Holden?
No, Billy had retired then, he was the son.
Right.
Yeah. Both the sons did it.
Hmm.
Mm, now it's long gone.
Yes.
The house is there now, isn't
it? That's right, yes. So was that a good place to work?
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Yeah, it was quite an old firm, I think, that, wasn't it? That was...
No, I don't remember the old folks there, really, no. I just about remember Billy, I think he was a councillor, wasn't he, George? Billy Holden.
He built that mill.
Did he?
And it started behind what's the pub called in Bosby?
Erin House.
Yes,
behind there.
Yeah. Did he?
In a little place, yeah.
Well, I don't remember that, George.
Well, I don't really, but I don't know.
That was the old altar behind there, wasn't it?
There's some trace of that industry left there now.
Is it?
Well, you can see there'd been something.
Yes.
But from there, he built that mill.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a great effort, wasn't it?
That's right, yeah.
I don't remember that, George.
That's a
big...
It is, though. Yeah,
well, it is. So, you said Billy Holden was the man who was...
He
built the new
mill. He was the man, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, it'd be his father who was running the old mill, then, would it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I don't know about his father.
Yeah.
Did he have a father, Billy, that we know about?
Well, it's before our time if he did, George, isn't it?
He was in his prime before the war, wasn't he?
Oh, yes, he was.
Running that new mill.
Yeah.
But as far as I know, he was the man. He built it.
I don't remember that. I don't remember.
I heard from the smaller place behind Aaron Hamzer.
Well, it was known as James Holden, wasn't it?
I don't know.
James was the son.
James Holden.
Yeah, James was the son, wasn't he?
Yes.
James.
Well, the elder
what was the other called? The elder one? That went to school, that's died recently in Spain. I can't remember what he was called.
What was the one called? The youngest one who married Edith Leeming.
Jim.
Jim, yeah.
Yeah, he lived down alongside Jim.
Yes.
I can't Fred, he was called Fred.
Yeah, that's
he?
Right.
Fred.
Yeah. But another brother got, not to be disrespectful to any of them, but he didn't seem
to
be
Ken.
In the same category as the other two.
No.
He might not have been
chosen
as another smarter than the other two.
Yeah.
Mm. But, Fred, was he Fred, that one?
No, Fred was the one.
Well, he was the one who took over his father.
It was Kenneth. Kenneth was the one that went
away. He was the one that went so well.
Mm.
Yeah.
I never knew him, George, really, did you?
No, I didn't know any of them.
No. Well, I did, I knew Jim.
Well, there must have been an older James Aldi, because, you know, before Billy Aldi.
There was, I don't remember him.
That was the name of the company.
Mm. Yeah.
I have a cup at home that I use.
Have
that
you?
They sell at the art gallery in Bury.
Oh, yeah.
And it has a van on. It has one of Aldi's. Had a little van.
Yeah.
It's in the museum now.
Is it?
Downstairs in Bury.
Yeah.
James Holden and Sons.
Hey.
Towel name, because it's
yeah.
That on.
Yeah.
And there's a picture of this. So I use this for my breakfast.
Yeah.
And it has this little green van.
Well, it must be old, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, yeah. These are modern mugs that are sold.
I see.
They sold at the art.
Yeah.
You can still buy them now. They're only a pound a piece.
Yeah.
Nothing precious.
No.
It just has a very art gallery on one side.
Yeah.
And this little van of Holdings on the other.
On the other, yeah.
So I say it must have been an earlier James Holding before Billy.
Well, it's a nice mill, Holdings, wasn't it, there? All red brick, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, just outside of Old Cambridge Methodist.
That's right. And I think there's a canteen there, aren't there?
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere down there,
yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh, no, I know everybody seemed content to work there.
Yeah, they did.
Just like the people who worked at Porridge.
Oh, yeah,
that was a good place.
Yeah, it was. Well, Sims was, George. Sims was a good place.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was. Never seemed to be any bother there.
Yeah.
So what did you do at Sims's? This is Sims's wire works.
That was the wire, testing wire.
Yes.
Yeah, for the size of the wire, with a micrometer.
Oh.
There. Mm. That was all right.
What was the wire for? Was it for lots of
stuff? It's all different things, yes.
So yeah. Electrical type wire.
Some finer than here and some broad like that, you know.
Yeah,
yeah, and bigger. The men used to do those.
Mainly electrical wire, was it then?
Yes, yes. Mm. Telephone. They used to do a lot for the post office. I don't know what they're doing now.
Mm.
Peter works there, doesn't he?
So did they only make the wire part, or was it covered with the plastic or rubber or whatever they
used to do? It was covered in nothing, Andy Grant. It's just a cup of white,
right,
and they covered it.
It would be sent away somewhere else to have the covering put on it, would it?
No, they didn't have it there,
did
they?
It came there to have the covering put
yes,
on.
Yes, it came there to be covered, yes.
It's enamel, wasn't it?
Yes, yeah.
They call it enamel.
Yeah, it was enamel.
It was running through liquid and
yeah.
It dried off quickly, didn't it?
Yeah.
In ovens or something.
Yes, but if you have
to. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
So did they actually make the wire, or did the wire come to the
door? The wire came there, but then to get it to the proper size,
it was
wire drawers.
It was sort of roughly made, and
that's
then
they'd
make it, take it down to the size
that
was needed for a particular job.
That's right, yeah.
Mm.
And they also had a firm somewhere in some floor of a mill somewhere in Bury, and they did it in silk. Covered it in silk there.
Oh.
An old friend of ours, Derek Gill, worked there.
Yeah,
he was a diamond. What did he call his job?
I don't know, George.
He used industrial diamonds.
Yeah.
He drilled a hole in that the wire was drawn through
to
bring it to the right side.
Huh?
Yeah.
Mm. Wanted to get the most out of them, so he started with the smallest hole first, and then he could enlarge it for other sizes.
Right, yes.
They have the skill, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
definitely. And I don't know how they did it. They'd have something like a needle tapping away.
I've no idea, George. I never went there.
So all I know is they died, didn't they?
Yeah, Derek died, so I can't ask him. But it used to have so much enamel on. You used to have to burn to the bare wire to see the size of the wire is and how much enamel there was on.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you do a
with
test.
A micrometer,
So.
A little Bunsen burner to burn it to the bare wire
and
see what the size was and then see how much enamel there was on.
So did you have to take a sample from every batch that was made? Or?
No, not every reel, no. But the men did some because they were big, broad wires, you know, that they did.
And how many people were employed there?
Oh, quite a few there, weren't there? They worked shifts.
Yeah.
Because they never stopped the ovens there, did they? They worked holidays and everything.
So,
I don't know.
The wire would arrive in, what, big drums or something?
Yes, I think it still comes like that. Just a bit of copper wire.
Yeah, it was always copper, was it?
Copper wire, yes.
It's pretty awful smell.
Well, it used to be, I don't know, I used to complain, I don't know, and they're doing that now, really. I never noticed it, we never go up there, do
we? What is the cause of the smell?
It was the enamel. Cooking, you know,
yeah,
like the smell when it got warm, yeah.
So
all the clothes used to smell that worked in there.
So was it unpleasant to be in there? Was it
a dirty job? Well, you didn't notice it yourself. No, it wasn't. I hope mine wasn't a dirty job. No, because it was all done when it came, because it was finished there.
Yeah. And you'd have...
It smelled where the men worked, you know, where the enamel was.
Actually in the...
It was baked on.
Yes.
Yeah. And that smells.
So it would be... Quick drying stuff then, was it?
I should think so, yeah.
The way you're saying the wire went in
through the ovens, through
a bath to pick up the enamel, and then through the ovens to bake it on.
That's right, yeah.
And then it would have to be wound onto reels.
Yeah.
So it'd have to be quick drying stuff.
Yeah, then, some are really tiny, some are great big reels. The men did those, though.
Yeah.
Not the girls.
You'd have canteen to eat your meals in, would you?
No.
That's
the same as no canteen.
Just
in there now, isn't it?
I don't know if recipes or anything about it.
Yeah, I think so.
There might be, yeah.
So the men would just be sitting around the machines, would they, and eating the sandwiches or whatever?
Yeah, well, they used to work shifts, didn't they, George? Oh, there was something to brew up on that, you know.
Yeah, they worked queer shifts, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
12-hour shifts, no doubt.
They'd never just stopped after the machine.
So many days, so many nights, and then a day or two off.
3 days, three nights, and 3 days off. They were kept running all the time.
Yeah.
It's out of a cold in Amor, it was no good.
Mm.
They worked upstairs in Amor. They used to smell a bit.
Where?
Well, they used to complain, didn't they? Around about,
because
they were very near, weren't they?
Yeah.
Was that an old firm? Had it been in Ramsbottom for a long time?
It's been there a long time, hasn't it, Joe? But it wasn't originally built for that, was it?
You mean the building itself? Or the...
Well, they...
I know about the building.
The process going on.
With Mr. Engel. And he was a German, wasn't he?
Yes, but he came
here with his... With his knowledge.
Yeah.
And he started this work.
He worked for Sims, George.
Mm-hmm.
He worked for Sims. He managed it.
Sims was there before him then.
Mm-hmm. Well, he came for Sims. He came to manage it for Sims.
But did Sims start it?
Yes.
With him?
With him, yeah. But they all came from Nottingham, the bosses for start off.
Oh.
There.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, there was a mill before that, but was it Cotton?
I don't know.
I don't.
Wouldn't be much of a place, would it?
No, they'd extended it and built a new... Making a few stories high, haven't they now? It's quite big.
What's the name of the street? Where is this? It's off Horton Road West, isn't it?
It's Jeffrey Street, isn't it? No, it's not Jeffrey Street.
It's Regent Street.
Top of Regent Street, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where their offices were then, I think they're still there, I don't know. No, I think there's new ones now, but where their offices were, it used to be a mineral water place, didn't it? Giles Taylor's.
I was going to say Giles Taylor.
Well, that was where his offices were, yeah. But he didn't have the mill, did he?
Well, it's just like some place.
I don't know.
Do you know Giles Taylor? Have you heard of him?
He made mineral water, Giles Taylor. Those bottles with the glass knob that you put in there.
I've only read about it in recent little while.
Have you?
They travelled around, didn't they?
Yeah.
With a horse and cart.
Horse and cart.
And he had a big seat up front.
Yeah.
So he'd be up in there.
It's long gone. Yeah.
So he made the stuff himself, made the pop himself.
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Did down the line and bird.
All sorts of stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I know he's a place right there, he threw all the, like a... Just a thing with a wooden board across where he threw all the empty, the broken bottles, you know. And I know he used to go in after the glass alley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dear. But they've made it to big works now, haven't they, really? I think it still goes under S.D. Sims, doesn't it?
I've no idea.
I've never heard of it, so I think it does. Yeah.
Mm.
But Mr. Engel's gone. With a golfer, aren't they? His wife and all.
So, yeah. So you said the bosses came from Nottingham, right?
They came from Nottingham.
They had a factory down there.
They must have.
Before, did they?
They must have, yeah. I know that's where they came from originally.
Mm. So who was this man Engels?
Well, he was a German that came, he was the boss, wasn't he?
I thought he was the main man, I thought he came and started the business.
Well, he might have done, but this he didn't own it.
In my own mind, I thought maybe it happened years before the war, a few years, and I wondered if he was a refugee from Nazi Germany.
Oh, I don't.
He might have been one of the clever ones that came out with his knowledge.
Right,
no.
Yes.
I don't know, George, I have no idea.
Well, I don't know.
He and his wife came, he lived in Oakham. Along the, just before you get to the bottom in a big house up there.
Oh, really? On Cross Lane?
Yes, yeah. Yeah, he lives on Cross Lane.
Oh,
he was alright though.
So was he the only, he was one who came from Nottingham, was he, Engels?
He came from Nottingham.
Yeah.
Where he came from before then, I have no idea.
Did other people come from Nottingham and